Hi there. You've come across the Christian Truth Podcast. Yes, the explicit one, where I, prophetess, LGBTQ comes. Well, often I cuss at you, I yell at you, but you know what? It's not to offend you. It's simply to teach you. So here's what we're going to teach you here at the Christian Truth Podcast. God is supreme, and he wouldn't write down that he wasn't. So I don't believe that our God in heaven, Christian, wrote you a little instruction manual. No, I don't believe he sent us a miracle, and I don't believe he requires salvation to love and forgive me. No, simply don't believe it here at the Christian Truth Podcast. So you've come for truth, listener, and I'm about to deliver. I'd have to say I like stories, especially short stories, because, you know, Heather's attention span is kind of small. Sometimes I can think about something, overthink about something, and you know, that's how that goes. But history is the best story I've ever heard of in my life. Because once I realized that it was written by mankind, for mankind's glory, despite the validity, despite the reality of it, history was written by the winners, they say. You know, they say that history was written by those who always won. That's how we know that history isn't actually the whole truth. Nothing but. Because it's all about perspective. You know what I'm saying? Just about perspective. So there's this thing they call short stories. Like a little bitty, just stories of whatever genre you might be looking for. Science fiction, horror, thriller, what have you. Or ghost stories. You know what I'm saying? They used to have compilations when I was going to school of ghost stories. And I'd love checking those books out of the library. Simply because I want to see what other people think is scary. Because the things I think are scary are not the same things other people think are scary. Do you know that, listener? You've joined us once more here at the Christian Truth Podcast. And I am your hostess, Prophetess LGBTQ. And I have to talk about some things. You saw the series title. It's called ABCs. The ABCs. So we're obviously going to start with A, right? A comes first for always. The alpha, abandoning us at all times. It's just, it's what the specific short story entails, okay? There's this one book, a compilation, if you will, that has many versions of it. You know, there's a lot of versions of this particular book. But in those versions, they all have the same or similar stories, you know? About this person or this person's perspective, this person's point of view of what took place in that person's time, their lifetime, you know what I mean? And each version, like I said, it's a little different, just a little bit of differences here and there, right? But enough of a difference where it's called a whole different thing. However, we consider this particular compilation to be holy. Now, mind you, the hostess does not believe it to be holy in any shape or fashion. No version whatsoever is. I said what I said. But those who believe in the Holy Bible, yes, that's the one I speak of, that compilation to you remains holy. Because in your opinion, it was one person or another writing down what God told them to say. Now, God is the one who wrote the book. Okay, let's start there. That is the perspective, okay? Do I believe in that perspective? I absolutely do not. But that's where we're going to start, because we're starting in A, right? Alpha. We have to start in the beginning. The very beginning. The very beginning is called Genesis, where we learned about things, okay? We learned about vernacular and vocabularies and things that we label. We learned all about those things in the very first book. Okay, so it explains the wording, okay, that we're going to see throughout the rest of this book. This compilation is explained from day fucking one. This is what happened. And this is why things are the way they are today. Because this took place. And then that took place. And then, well, then that happened. And since this always happened, well, here we are, you know. Now, that's a short story for that ass. Amen. No, it's a short story if you ever heard one. So let's just break that down. The very first one, the alpha story, okay, is where we believe, amen, to this day, that God took 6 days and a resty poo. Shush now, just make sure we understand where we're starting, okay? The Alpha, who made everything from the ether, okay? He made everything. That's what we call the author, amen? No, he wrote the skies, he did. Yes, he just drew them bitches, all right? That guy, the Alpha, made all of us. From the feckin' ether, the dirt on the ground. He made mankind, okay? We won't dispute which kind he made first. We won't do it today. But we have plenty of other episodes you can tune into and just check that shit out. How I truly believe God wouldn't do that kind of thing. No, it's just not supreme in my opinion, you know? But we're gonna go on, okay? So in this particular perspective, this Holy Bible has a book called Genesis. And in this book, we believe that the holy God in heaven, okay, the one who's telling us to write this shit the fuck down, okay, just be clear, it's the same very one, okay, this author of this book, of this pebble, of the human feckin' race, okay, him, that guy, he took a resty poo. No, shush, no, that's where we're going to start today, okay? This is called the Christian Truth Platform, all right? This is what we do here. We have you to see the light of your truth, that this is what you call holy. Now is what God taught you. Write the fact down. He wants you to remember. You say God told you to do it. So God took 6 days in a resty poo. He needed 7 days, listener, okay, undercover Christian, so that we have a 7-day motherfucking work day. Work week. It's importante. A 7-day week. We needed it. So God made it so. So he made 6 days and took a rest. He took a rest. No, shush, no. The supreme power in heaven that I worship and obey, him doesn't need to take a rest. Not feckin' ever, never has, never will. Get me? That's what I consider to be supreme. That's what I allow to rule my motherfucking life. You get what I say to you? No, that's what I believe in. Okay? But that's not the one I'm talking about. Apparently, the one that I speak about today is the one you believe wrote a book saying, I needed 6 whole days to make everything you know today. And mankind got to name it all for me because I was resting on the 7th motherfucking day. That's what I do. You understand what I say to you? It's just what the fuck I do. Okay. I rest up on this bitch. He told you to write it down. Now there's a deity in heaven that you believe in. No, we're going to get to that. Hold on, because Jay is coming. Jay is fucking coming, okay? It's just ABCs means ABCs, okay? Now, no, we were abandoned by the Alpha. That's what this episode's about. We were abandoned by the Alpha. Now, first of all, the Alpha makes everything from the ether, the dirt underground. Here we are, walking and talking, flying into air, swimming into sea, doing what the fuck we are supposed to, because that's how he made us. The author, I mean. The motherfucking author made us like this on purpose. It took him 6 motherfucking days to do so, get me? But he did it. He did that, though. He did. He sure got that shit done. Then the man that he made was supposed to name everything that God you believe in had ever created. It was his job. You hear, see, you know, from fucking Genesis, it has been mankind's job to see, observe, if you will, and name it. Label that bitch. See it for what it is. Name it. Name it, and that's what it is. No, name it, and that's what the fuck it is. So a lot of people have questions as to, if we're not supposed to be here and God makes no mistakes, then how come you know our name? How do you know what a lesbian is? How do you know what a transgender is? How do you know what a gay guy is? How do you know what those things are? How do you know what those words, those labels are? If mankind hadn't seen it, those first motherfucking wee hours of the 7th day, huh? When God was arrested, you understand? Because God made man and then rested, okay? He was fucking tired, all right? No, but he was tired up in this bitch, okay? So man was naming everything he saw, which means everything God created, I said it though, he was a naming it. Man forgot, for he was doing for God, okay? So here we are, just a naming things for God, you understand? Mankind, I mean. And he comes across a homosexual. How does he know what a homosexual is? God made a homosexual. No, it has. I believe it. You believe it? I believe it. Okay, if it was written in the book, it's written in a book. God told man to name everything he ever created. So this is what God did. That's what he is. It's what he is. Okay, he's the one that was and wants to rest. Okay, he needs a resty poo, all right? And while he's resting, he gives his jobs to other feckin' creations. You know, the very first man that he ever created, whatever humankind you believe was first. You gotta do this for me. Half is tired. You are saying to you, I've been making shit for like 6 days now, okay? Like, I just can't get a fucking break. You hear what I say to you? So I'm gonna need you to do everything for me. This one huge thing. It's important. It's fucking important, okay? I made a lot of shit, okay? And your job from this point forward is to name it for me. I want you to understand the episode of this particular series is called Abandoned by the Alpha. We're starting with the A, because the ABCs, you understand. And I want you to understand, I'm confused. Where the fuck the abandonment started from? And I know some of you say, Janice says, he left, he walked away. We'll get to it. Trust and believe, we'll get to it. But I need to understand, where did his power go? The alphaness of your alpha, the one who's writing a book, okay? Where'd he go? Where did it go? Let me understand it, make it make sense. He made fucking everything. He's the goddamn author. I said what I said. If you're offended by my language, understand why you're offended is because you believe I'm disrespecting the God you believe wrote a book saying he fucking left your ass to name everything he made. That's fine. It's cool. It's what you believe. But I need you to understand something. You can't be offended because I say those things about the God you supposedly believe in. Because if you believed in him, none of this shit would even be written down. That's what I said. Here's why. Believing in a supreme power that can create everything in a blink or a fart. I said what the fuck I said. That's what I believe is supreme. Okay. I believe my God did that. That's what he didn't have time to write that shit down. It was done. No, it was just done. I don't need a whole fucking 6 days and a goddamn nap. I made it boom happen. It's just what I do. That's what God told me. That's what I believe in. That's the supreme power I worship. Amen. It's just what I do over here in crazy manic land. Amen. That's what I believe in. I believe in a higher power that is allowed to be motherfucking supreme up in this bitch's life. But he's allowed. They are allowed at any time. They could snuff me, right? Just like your God could at any time supposedly snuff you. But you swerving down that you found the way around it. Because you're saved, God can't, he can't just take you. You know what I mean? He has to give you blessings. He has, because you pay him, right? And you pray to him. So he has to actually obey what the fuck you're praying about. It's important. Otherwise, then you don't see it as answered prayers. If he does not do as you ask him, the same God who wrote down it took me 6 days and a motherfucking nap day, you know, a rest, a day of rest, and a whole fucking 24-hour period of resting, okay? It took me a whole damn day to recuperate from 6 days of creating. That's the God you said wrote down that he walked away soon after taking his little nap, okay? Now, I want you to remember, what is it called? Abandoned. Abandoned by the alpha. Now it's kind of an oxymoron if you ask me, because I don't know how the alpha could fucking leave. How the hell did he leave? And on top of the leaving part, listener, undercover Christian, make it make sense how he write it down if he wasn't fucking there. No, the author wrote this whole fucking book, you say, inspired mankind to do so, okay? So he did that. He wrote down that I walked the whole entire fuck away. And I want to know how you believe an alpha God, a deity, a supreme power that can create all that we know today, as I believe in a blink or a fart. You believe it took him 6 days and a resty poo, fine. Whatever we believe in, understand that powerful deity just went boop to nothing the moment you said he walked the fuck away. I need you to make it make sense. You either believe in a higher power who is almighty. I said the A. Get almighty up in this bitch. Your alpha. He is almighty. He is awesome. Okay? He can do all things. All right. It's what you believe. He's the fucking author up in this bitch. Okay? No. It's not that I don't believe what you believe. It's that I don't believe you believe what you believe. You know, I just don't believe it. I don't believe in your belief. I don't really feel the faith coming from your area. Okay, listeners, here's why. Because you believe in this book. You swear up and down the deity you so-called serve wrote down, he needed a nap, man to name everything he made, and then eventually he walked the fuck away. But while he was gone, he was completely aware of what was happening while he was gone. So it's in the same sentence, an oxymoron. I'm confused. How is it that he walked away, but he was completely aware of what mankind was doing? Some will say, well, it was because mankind believed he'd walked away. Right? And to this day, so the fuck do you. Shut up. That's what the fuck you believe, because you believe the story that follows. All of the short stories in this compilation, okay, that you call holy, that book, you believe it. All of it. Because of the very first story. God walked the actual entire fuck away. Nobody did that, though. Out of sight, out of mind, up in this bitch. That's where that fucking shit started. We believe it to this day that God walked away and left us to our own motherfucking vices. And here's where the vices took us. We sinned up in this bitch. No, we fucking sinned. And I remember a lot of people have heard explain this series. Yes. Where we want to understand how is it that God walked away, but he knows what everything we were doing while he's gone. But he's not omniscient. He's not powerful. He can't be. Because, well, he wouldn't write down that he wasn't, would he? If he was omniscient and almighty and all powerful, why would he write down that he wasn't? All powerful means there's no physical possible way for an omniscient being to walk the fuck away. It's not power. It's just no power. No power to do that. He doesn't have the power to do it. And here's why. He is everything. It's what it says in your book. I learned that through your bibble poo, okay? That's what I did. I learned that God is everything. He is all things at all times. He's in you now. He's in the air you breathe. He's in the words you speak. It's just what he do. It's what God be. Okay? That's what, how big I believed him to be. I believe it that way. Okay? So explain to me, how if you believe in the same God I believe in, that big fucker right there, huh? How come he can walk away? How you do that though? No, but he's so fucking big. He is every fucking thing. How did he leave us? How the Alpha abandon us? Mankind. How did he do it? How did he do it? Now I want you to remember something. I'm a devil's advocate to my core. And I like to jump around a little bit because this Bible amuses the fuck out of this bitch here. You heard CTO? There's some stories that don't really add up to one a fuck another. I can understand why they don't follow one a fuck another, but they damn sure don't make no goddamn sense together. You got the First Testament, amen, and the Second Testament, which we call the Old and New such Testaments, okay? We've compiled stories within each of those testaments that say God either left our side, left us to our own devices, or allowed us to enslave one a fuck another because God thought that was a good look for his motherfucking creation. No, it's what God do. He told us to write it down. A lot of people fight for me to be a heretic. I gotta be talking bullshit because I don't believe in the Bible. Don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe that we require a devil for us not to go to heaven. Everyone goes and there's not shit any human being can say about it. It's what I believe. It's what I believe, okay? And the fact that I believe it means I'm a heretic. I have taken the power that Jesus supposedly gave mankind to judge one a fuck another. Eh? No, his death did that. We'll get back to it in a moment. I don't take that power to heart and say I get to judge my fellow man. So in fact, because I don't judge my fellow fucking man, I don't get to say either, oorah, where the fuck that soul goes upon its departure of this earth. I just don't get to do it. It's my belief system, however, that there is no other way for us to go. There's just no way up but up. There's no way but up. No, we get buried in the ground, but our soul rises. Just like the air, you know, just like air, okay? The ether, what? Yeah, that's just what we do. That's what I believe. And because I believe that God will take anybody that's ever created. That belief system is too fucking big for you. I'm a heretic. I'm a motherfucking blasphemer. And I want you to remember how I love to correlate these things. Now, I started in Genesis. We're going to jump around a little bit. We're going to remind you of the Second Testament, where Jesus wasn't the first thing y'all discussed. Is it? No, he wasn't. No, he didn't come around to like, what, three or four stories in. We were fighting to make sure this fucker wasn't born, though. From jump, the New Testament, where our Alpha has already said his piece But now he got more to say. Fuck you, if he got more to say, okay? That's the alpha we talking about. The one who kept leaving. The one who kept leaving us and then sending plagues to fucking plague us up in this bitch. No, that one, okay? The very fucking same author of the First Testament wrote himself a second one. No, here's why. Because y'all didn't believe in him. Fuck you. No, he didn't believe that you believed in him. So you guys were asking for favors and making requests like DJs do that kind of shit up in heaven. So God gave you a miracle. That, in essence, is what the whole fucking Second Testament's about. We question the might of God. Shush now. Now, if he can leave you in the first one, he can definitely fucking leave you in the second one for sure. Now, if he left you in the first one, however, I'm not sure when the fuck he came back to the point where you believe that he could give you any fucking thing, let alone a baby, a miracle called Jesus. Where did that fucking come from? You go over and over and over again of how God doesn't approve of this. He doesn't like this. He doesn't like this. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do this. In the First Testament, there are even commandments that were written by God him fucking self through the hand of man. I said what I said. Through the hand of man. Now, God wrote that shit. He wrote it himself. Okay? But mankind wrote it down for God because God can't do that shit by himself. No, he can't. He can't, right? God is doing a lot of busy fucking things, all right? He's a goddamn God, okay? But he can't write. He can't write his own words. And the reason why he can't write his own words is because we took the power of an alpha and we decided it's too much. No, we can't allow him actually do what the fuck he wants because that means we are not fucking required. We knew that shit from jump. We knew that if we did not plant ourselves in the place of judgment, in the place of authority that we are in today, we were never, ever going to reach the top of the motherfucking food chain. So we started judging one of fuck another. We decided to place a hierarchy amongst the human race by color, creed, nationality, ethnicity, all of these things factored into how important you were in the big scheme of fucking things. So we started here, they said. No, we started over here, they said. Here, we found bones of where we started here. We all fought to be the very original species, mind. Fuck you, species. We all fought to be the original fucking species. Because to this day, we, some of us, believe that we're not all, in fact, human. No, because we're a different color. There's no way that we're fucking human. There's no fucking way. God doesn't do that shit. God doesn't do that shit. There are people in this world who believe it. That the color of our skin shows how dirty and sinful we are. Fuck you. That's what they believe. That's what they believe. To this day. You think I'm talking about the Middle Ages. You think I'm talking about the Dark Ages. I'm talking about the today ages. Today, there are people in this world who believe they are superior to those of a darker melanin, okay? Because they don't have any. And they swear up and down, neither does God or Jesus. They are one and the same, by the way. That alpha that abandoned you in Genesis is now all of a sudden done writing his commandments, and he's ready to answer requests, just like a DJ. Okay, no, he's going to do that for you. Watch this work now. He wants to know something, though. What exactly do you think I can do for you that I haven't done already? And here's what really gets me, guys. He's a fucking alpha in the goddamn Genesis story. He walked away and let you play. Now you're sinning, and you're sinners. You're naked. Oh, my God. It's a bad, bad thing. It's a bad, bad thing. So those dressed sinners, amen, those dressed sinners still believe that the God who walked away in the motherfucking Garden of Eden, well, he's still the one in charge. To the point where he's still writing a book and you're listening to it. No, God doesn't believe that you have anybody else, okay? So he wants you to know, don't fucking worship nobody either. There's nobody else for you to worship, but don't do it anyway, okay? It's in the book. Meaning in the book, God said, now there's other options, but I don't want you to know about them. So don't even address them, okay? Damn sure don't pray to them. Don't give them over to the demons either. The babies, I mean. Now here's where the babies get really interesting. Because the First Testament God is like, don't do this stuff to the children. Don't fucking do it, man. Don't fucking do it. But he's going to go ahead and impregnate a 16-year-old girl here in the Second Testament just to prove him fucking self, okay? That's what God do. That's what fucking God do, okay? In your book, Christian Truth Listener, Undercover Christian, your book says that God chose a 16-year-old virgin girl to prove his might to all of mankind. Not only can I get bitch pregnant without even fucking touching her, hoorah, I can, okay, but I will. I did. Write that shit down. No, it's important that they fucking remember. That's what God do, okay? Now that alpha, hoorah, the fucking alpha who sent you a baby to a virgin womb without impregnating this bitch through immaculate interception, okay? No. There was no intercourse. It was just there. Baby, boom. Virgin bitches womb now. She's all pregnant with God's baby. Kind of God's given her a baby, all right? The God that you believe wrote this entire book gave mankind once fucking more, bowing down to mankind's belief in its existence. The God I'm talking about. If you doubted him, then he proved himself, according to your book. Every time you doubted the God you claim to serve, he sent you proof that he was bigger than your doubt. Every single time throughout the first and second testament of your holy Bible, eh? You doubt God and he proves himself. You doubt God and he proves himself. He wrote a fucking book, y'all. A compilation of short stories, if you will, saying you didn't believe in him. So he had to keep proving himself. It just had to do it for you. And it was importante that at all times you remember, not only did you not believe in me, I kept proving you fucking wrong. That's what your holy Bible is. That's what your entire book is about. You saying God was so big until he fucking wasn't. And we say so. We say when God was big. We say here he wasn't so big because he could do this. He wasn't so big because he couldn't do this. But the stories in the book for the rest of the series, I want you to keep in mind, they were inspired by God. The one who abandoned you, the alpha that abandoned you in the fucking first goddamn story of Genesis, he wrote the whole book anyway. Even though you swear up and down he abandoned you. No, he left you. He left you to your own fucking vices. You are a sinner to this fucking day because one, you got clothes on. Can I get an amen? And two, well, women bleed. Women have a bloody monthly thing that goes on that we have, you know, to create life from this point forward. It's funny to me how the Second Testament, God could not make it happen in the first one. He made an immaculate conception take place in the Second Testament, the New Testament. That's how big your God was all of a fucking sudden. Again, the First Testament, Genesis, took a resty poo. Stop being fucking supreme the moment you wrote down that motherfucker took a nap. The moment you said it took him 6 days to make all of the creation we know today, that's when I started getting a little iffy about your Bible. But the moment you said that fucker took a nap, I was done with you. No, we're done here. He took a what now? What supreme power can create all that I know today and then actually need a motherfucking nap? An entire 24-hour period, friends, where he was not to be disturbed. He was not to be bothered. The Alpha I'm talking about, the one that you claim to serve to this day, okay, he wrote the whole fucking book after he took a fucking nap, okay? There's a lot of people who get offended by my vulgar, obscene way of speaking to you. But here's why you're offended. You're offended because what I say is actually true. And it's not that you can't hear the truth through the vulgarity or the obscenities. It's not that. It's the fact that someone of my caliber, amen, vulgarity, okay, obscene as I be, can make sense like this of the what you claim to worship, what the belief system you claim to practice, what it looks like from heaven. And it concerns you. It concerns you. She's so fucking vulgar. She's obscene. How the fuck is she this right? How can it be? Because if she's wrong, remember, listener, undercover Christian, what does that mean? What does it mean if I'm wrong? One, it means I'm going to hell, right? Obviously. But because there is no other place for me to go, it's what I believe. God doesn't give us an option up on this bitch. It's not how I believe. It's just not what I believe, okay? He just doesn't do it. Him being supreme in my motherfucking mind, in my life, in everything I believe in, him supreme. There's nothing bigger than the deity I worship. And that is what I do. I worship. I don't judge him. I don't direct him. I don't tell him what the fuck to do, when the fuck to do it. I don't pay him to do it either. I don't have to. It's very important to remember that. I simply do not have to pay my deity for him to pay the fuck attention to move in my motherfucking life. Nope, 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 nope. Why? Because I believe in a deity who is always motherfucking around. He didn't abandon a bitch. No, he just didn't do it, okay? I didn't get my abandonment issues, oorah, from God. It's not what I believe. And if that makes me a heretic, you will go in home and I got to answer to God for why. How come she's a heretic, but she believes I'm bigger than your book? Answer the question. How come she's the heretic, but she believes God to be bigger than a book saying he answered your fucking request? Prove your goddamn self. God, tell us how you could be. How big can you go? How big can you go? How big can you go? All throughout the book. A compilation, if you will, of show us your what you best. Show us the best. Show us what you got, God. Come on, give it to me now. Show me what you can do. Prove yourself. Prove your might. Do it for me. Show these people that you love us more than any fucking buddy else. Show us, God. Show us what you got. A compilation of prove your fucking self, God. That is what I see the Bible to be. Because every story is about how God did, in fact, answer that fucking challenge. He did that, though. He gave you a plague after plague after plague. He did, because you said no, and that was not good for God. Okay. And then he was doing those things. And, you know, mankind was doing those things. And then God said, no, that's not a good look. I don't like it. Don't think you should do it anymore. So we wrote version after version after version after version, but we still have two testaments of what God supposedly inspired man to write down while he was away. I believe, okay, that a supreme power can't walk the fuck away, doesn't ever fucking leave, and has never abandoned a bitch. No, just not one time. Now, I've been taught to believe otherwise. True that, true that. Now, most of us have. Most of us have been taught to believe that until we repent our sins, or until we take salvation upon ourselves, or until we take Jesus Christ, make sure him the savior of your life, okay? Until that happens, you're not loved by God. Fuck you, you're just not. That's what we were taught. That's how you're taught in church. You're taught that if you don't believe in Jesus, then you don't know God. You don't have one. He don't even fucking look upon you. No, he just doesn't have time for a bitch like you. Okay? It's just what he doesn't do. No. It's important you remember that. That's what we were taught from very fucking littlehood. Okay? No, we were little as fuck when we were learning that Jesus died so that we could live. Fuck you. So that we could live in a life of redeemed sin. No. If we sinned, so be it. But we believed in Jesus, so we were good to go. No, God was going to take us home simply because we accepted this guy fucking died for our sins. No, shut up. We were taught from babyhood. Sunday fucking school. Over and over again, you were taught the rites, R-I-T-E-S, of passage. This is what we have to do to be baptized. And you want to be baptized, baby, because it's a big fucking thing now. When you get to be a certain age, you're going to want to. There's a lot of things you're going to want to do for God. That's how we were taught. But you're not going to want to do them because God wants you to do them. You're going to want to do them because your church anointed leadership taught you, raised you to believe that's what God expects of you. The same Alpha who fucking walked the fuck away in Genesis, he expects you to pay him. Did you know that? No, the First Testament says so. The fucking First Testament says God expect you to pay him. Now you're going to pay him your monies, okay? And I'm going to tell you why a bitch is confused. I'm a heretic. I'm a fucking blasphemer, but the first blasphemer didn't come until the second goddamn testament. What the fuck you paying God for? No, shut up. In the First Testament, how come he says I need 10%? What were you paying for? You hadn't asked God to prove him fucking self. Give us a miracle. Show us a miracle. Show us what the fuck you got. You ain't asked him just yet. You know what I mean? No, from the very beginning, the very first testament, you were paying God tithings because the church fucking taught you to. No. God had not been requesting of a miracle just yet. Y'all weren't asking for Jesus just yet. Not in the first testament. Nope. So why else were you paying God? Because he walked the fuck away. Are you paying him to return? Is that what the fuck's happening? And I need you to look at yourself right quick. You believe in an Alpha, you say. An almighty, omniscient being. Your God told you to write this shit the fuck down. That he walked away, sent you plagues when you said no, and then gave you commandments that you must abide by to this motherfucking day. And by the way, not quite powerful enough yet to make an Immaculate Conception happen. Couldn't name everything I made after 6 days because I needed a rest. That was God's, you know, he gave it to man's job. Yeah. That's the God you serve. That's the one you want us to believe is almighty in your eyes. The Alpha that did not abandon you. It's because in the book you claim he told you to write down. Now, it's all that he did. That is literally all that you wrote down about your God. That he kept leaving you. That he kept doing this. He kept doing this. He kept punishing mankind for mankind's motherfucking righteous behavior. No one's righteous up in this bitch. Let me tell you why. Because the church condoned it. Church said, no, that's okay. But in the eyes of God, he's good with that. No, he's okay. He's okay with that. It's okay if we do it like this, though. It's okay if we do it like this, though. When you can change the words of God, how the fuck do you dare call it holy? What part of it is holy? Because it wasn't holy enough for you to leave it the fuck away it is. If you do, in fact, believe that God inspired you to write a Bible, the very first one should be the one that we believe in today. But because that's not the case, you don't get to call it holy any fucking more. Because mankind took away the holiness by admitting he wrote it. It's not holy. You cannot make it holy simply by saying, I was touched by God, picked by the same. That's not what makes it holy. Because the moment you admitted that mankind wrote the Bible, you admitted that God had no fucking say with what the fuck you wrote down. Because at the end of the day, mankind, well, the winners write history, don't they? Know what I started with? Full circle up in this bitch. That's what I said, right? History is the most important thing for us to remember. One is written by man. History is written by the victors, okay? Those who win shit are the ones who write it down. People who lose don't get an opportunity to write that they were, you know, that they were the ones that lost. They don't really get an opportunity to say shit at all. They die. You know, they are killed. They lose the war, the battle, what have you. But in the Bible, God kept walking away, but he knew what was happening while he was gone. So for a while, I believed, okay, maybe some of them believe that he's supreme enough to do that. He can do both things. He can walk away. Don't know how he's fucking managed that yet. But he can also stick around and see everything that's going on while he's gone. So in my opinion, it's that some believed he was more powerful than others. And I want you to understand how that makes you look to God. The episode's called Abandoned by the Alpha. And the Alpha is still fucking wondering, how the fuck did I leave you? But you know the fuck I was doing while I was gone. How come you have an actual biography of my life, my timeline, says God, if I left you, if I abandoned you, if I kept giving you, torturing you, punishments? How did that happen? How do you say that you worship your God, Christian, but you believe in a book that says he kept walking away? Is that belief? Is that your belief? Your belief is in a walking away God? Is that what we're hearing here? Because the Second Testament comes along. The same Alpha, okay, who was questioned throughout the first fucking Testament, and not only questioned, defied on multiple fucking occasions. It's what we do here on Earth, okay? It's just what the fuck humans do. We defy God. If he tells us not to do it, we're going to fucking do it. If he tells us to do it, we're not going to do it. We're going to do it on our own time, by the way. Which is what we're going to do. Because to this day, we are proud of saying we defied God. You know, I know you know that. That's how you believe. You want to know I know that, Christian? Because you're called a Christian today. You're proud of being a Christian today. Which means in the Second Testament, you defied God by questioning his might. Goading him, if you will. Show us what the fuck you got, because we don't believe you got it no more. Okay, you just ain't got the juice, you understand. There's an episode, go take a look. We went from believing he was a supreme power to make everything, right, an author, okay, to he walked the fuck away and left us to our own vices. Then he kept sending us tortures and punishments because, well, we're, you know, we're fucking human and we were left to our own vices. This motherfucker kept leaving up in this bitch. And the Second Testament comes along and we don't believe he makes miracles happen at all anymore. He's just not that big of a God, you feel me? But he's still able to write the book. We still give a fuck about what the fuck he said to that point. Even to that point, and to this day, okay, we still believed that God was almighty. He was omniscient. He was our supreme power. I'm not sure what you've considered supreme, but that fucking ain't it. Your Bible depicts nothing supreme about your God. Because he could do certain things to prove himself to mankind, but he fucking had to. That part right there tells me you don't worship God. You expect God to fucking move. When you say so, no, it's important you remember that. The Alpha abandoned us. Yes, he did. He left us. And since that time, mankind has been left to his own devices. He must make ways for himself. So he has. He wrote a book all about it, telling fellow mankind, this is how God gave us the power to judge you. This is how God gave us over the miracles that he gave us to prove that we are better than you. This is how God did it. And here's why we're better than you for calling ourselves after what he did. Now, he sent us a miracle, they said in the Second Testament. No, he sent us a fucking miracle. Wrote that shit down. No, he wrote it down. He told somebody to write it down. Okay, he told somebody to say, hey, I gave them what the fuck they asked for. All right, they wanted a miracle. They didn't believe I had the juice, no fucking more. So I did what I do. I gave this 16-year-old virgin a baby. Nobody believed this bitch was pregnant by actual God, obviously. Why would God do that? Why would he do it? Why would he pick you is what they had to say, says God. And I just need to understand, how come they get to decide my choice was not fucking acceptable? Start there, prophetess. When you're talking about the God that they speak about, because it's not fucking me, prophetess. He said, you make sure they're clear. The God they speak about is the one they didn't believe in the first fucking place. Because from jump, remember Genesis, he walked away. So he obviously wasn't able to stick the fuck around. So Second Testament comes around. He gets this bitch pregnant. And he obviously couldn't have done that. So he wasn't given the credit. No, he was never, shut up, never given the credit that he impregnated. God did now. A virgin womb. To this day, everyone calls her the Virgin Mother. The Virgin Mother. You did not believe she was one, a virgin, or not touched by a man. She was a harlot, wasn't she? She fucking was. Yes, she was. Was because she, there was no way God touched her. Why would he pick you, bitch? But why though? They had questions. They had doubts. They didn't understand why God would pick that vessel to carry his miracle. And then that miracle came. You know, he grew up and stuff. And he started telling people some things. And these things kind of contrary to what we believed in the day. You know what I'm saying? So he had to go. You know, we didn't just get rid of him right away. We made sure that he couldn't come in the first fucking place. Okay, now we heard this guy was a coming. That this savior guy was going to come and tell us about our fucking selves. No. We heard about it through the grapevine. Those wise guys came from asunder, and all over yonder. They came and told us that he's going to come and replace us. He's going to tell us we're not fucking required, that we don't judge for God and whatnot. And it's just not something we're ready to handle. Okay. So we were killing babies. Yes, we were. Write that shit down. That's what God said. He said it though. He wanted you to remember that story for sure. That little short story, that little nugget of my intelligence. Okay. So intelligent we were. Let's kill babies. Any baby that it could be. Any fucking baby. After we did a census to make sure how many babies were where babies were supposed to be. Because we needed to know where the babies were being born so they could all be killed. At once, at fucking once. It was importante. You had to go to your hometown where you were born up in this bitch to be counted. Okay? That's how we were ruling up in the day. Okay? We were ruling back in the fucking first half by counting ourselves. We were this because we were here, and we were this because we were born here, and because this person was born here, and that person was born there. Yeah, you're a little bit of a mix. You gotta pick something in the middle, okay? So while this bitch was pregnant by nobody other than God, she's a traveling, okay? She's looking for a place to have this baby. Everyone keeps turning away. I wonder fucking why. Yeah, because no one wants to believe that she is what God chose. No, that's what we get, God. That's what the fuck you have to show me. That's what you're gonna do. That's the best you can fucking do, guy. This is how we discussed it amongst ourselves, according to the Bible anyway. There's no way. There's no way he picked her. There's no fucking way. We have to get rid of her, though. She can't be in our family. We can't have her. We can't be associated with her because people are looking at us kind of funny, and I don't like it. So she had to go. She had to be going somewhere else. So she went with her husband or the fiance, whatever he was. they went a traveling kind. Everyone kept turning them away because this bitch had to have a baby, and we don't have room for all that here. No, that's too much drama for me. Thanks. So she had a baby in a manger. A manger. She had a baby in a manger. Away in a manger. No pillow for a bed. Just nothing. Nothing soft for his head. He was born in a straw fucking manger. Okay, and I was just born there. God, this Jesus guy. God's miracle, baby. He started growing up, though. He started saying some stuff, like I said. And he said some things that some people didn't approve of, didn't agree with, and didn't like at the end of the day. But remember, they were trying to kill this fucker before he was even born. Because we knew he was coming. To this day, Christian, you have the audacity to be offended when someone does not celebrate in the way you feel is necessary or required for the holiday your Christian viewed practices. Those are your holidays. And everyone else does not believe in what you believe. And because we don't believe in what you believe, we do not wish to reach you in such a fashion. And because we don't, we're sinners. Now, fuck you. To this day, if you do not worship how we worship, the Christian believes you to be going to a place I believe doesn't exist, but also a place that requires their God to not be supreme. Because if there's a place for us sinners to go to that God is not in control of, you're saying your God is not supreme. He is not a supreme power in heaven if he's got a fucking foe he has to contend with on a daily basis. That's a very important truth here at the Christian Truth Platform. If God's got a foe, you will answer for why that is. How exactly do you say you worship God and have the audacity in the same sentence to call yourself a Christian? Because the Christian was born of the non-belief of the Messiah. No, we believed this guy was talking out the side of his fucking face, and we didn't like that shit, so we had to go. We are named to this day for the fucker that had to go. Do you know why we're named Christians today? It's not because it's a cute name. It's because we finally fucking believed this guy after he rose from the motherfucking dead. Now, we don't like hearing about vampires. That's ungodly up in this bitch. But Jesus can do it. Fuck you. Jesus can do it. He was a human fucking being that you didn't like came what came out of his mouth, so you killed him. No, it's what the fuck you did, according to your book anyway. You can tell us all day long that's not what you believe in. You don't believe in that today. You don't believe in that today. If you're a fucking Christian, yes, the fuck you do. You can't ever go back. Nothing in history has ever taught us that we can go back and change the choices we've made. And in the past, we made the choice to kill this human being for saying we didn't judge for God. We've been judging since Genesis, they said. How fucking dare you try to take our right away? God left us in control of one a fuck another. It's what he did, okay? He walked the fuck away, remember? So the Second Testament was just, you know, going off of the first, feeding what you feed. But you didn't believe this motherfucker had a right to say what he was saying. That's why he had to die. Today, we're named for why he had to die. He had to die because he said we didn't judge for God. And to this day, people believe that motherfucker was wrong. So much. They believe it so much, listener, that they're proud of the motherfucking name Christian. They believe in his death so fucking much that the name Christian makes them better than everyone the fuck else. That's what we teach ourselves in church. That's what Sunday school is all about. You are the best God can fucking do. Because you're a Christian. Because you believe in a righteous kill. No, that man had to go. Because he said we didn't judge for God. According to your motherfucking tome, the compilation of short stories, if you will. According to the book you say God inspired you to fucking write down. He gave you a miracle that you asked for. Didn't believe he had a right to say the things he was saying. And that miracle had to fucking go. Not only did that motherfucking miracle had to go. He did go. He went the fuck back to heaven. He's now your God. So fuck yeah, you believe in Jesus. Fuck yeah, you're believing in God. Because your God is in fact Jesus. It's the one you didn't believe here on earth had the right to say the shit came out his face. But once he rose his fucking ass on heaven, now he's fucking real. Now he's a miracle. Now he's the Messiah. Now he's our God. But I'm a blasphemer. I'm a fucking heretic up on this bitch for saying you don't really worship God. If you can kill him and then name him fucking God, That's not worship. That's control. No, 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 no. There's no way around it. To this day, you're named for the proof that you didn't accept that message from the heavens. It was unacceptable to you. You were required and you will always be required. And to this day, if someone comes to you like myself and tells you you are in fact still not required in God's motherfucking lane, well, I'm a heretic, aren't I? I'm a blaspheming motherfucking prophetess. And there's no damn way that I'm actually real. I was chosen by God. Not your God, you fucking mean. And that's very fucking true. Because not even you believe your God exists. Because your God had no business saying what the fuck he said here on earth while he was living and breathing like humans do, okay? No, now that he's the Almighty, all right, now that he's so powerful, he can take you in any moment he wants to. He wasn't so big and bad in the book, how fucking ever. It just blows my mind how we can claim God left our side time and time again. But we're called Christians today. Because the one time that motherfucker said, I don't fucking need your approval or your permission to do what the fuck I do, and I damn sure don't need your help judging people, that message was killed. And every time it comes to your goddamn earth, you kill it. You put it asunder. You tell them to prove it. Prove God sent you. Prove that God has the ball sack to say that shit to us again. That's what the fuck you mean. A lot of you have heard I'm a prophetess, but I don't believe in Jesus. There's no fucking way. She's not real. Cool, fine. Let's talk about it. I'm not real because I don't believe you should have killed that man. Let's talk about it. It's important, eh, that we get this clear. I don't believe in Jesus. And here's why. I don't believe in a God that not only bows down to its own creation, he gives in to requests like a DJ. He is allowed to be replaced by that motherfucking request. Oh, fuck yeah, he is. I don't believe in that fucking God. And because I don't believe in that fucking God, you are correct. I don't believe in Jesus because that's your God. The one you were able to say, no, you can't say that, guy. Kill this bitch. Oh, fuck, now he's God. No, fuck you. You don't get to tell me I'm a blasphemer for saying you shouldn't have killed the first one. The first blasphemer, I mean. To this day, you're called a Christian and you're fucking proud of that. It makes you better. It makes you fucking better than everybody the fuck else. Because you killed the proof to the contrary. God said, none of you are better than anyone the fuck else. I made it that way. I did that shit on purpose. I don't care if you like it. God said it to you in multiple motherfucking fashions. It just happened to be recorded by one motherfucking man. Only one person was given credit for you actually hearing God's message that I do not require you in my fucking lane. No, you only heard that message one time. According to the Christian theology, you only got that fucking message one fucking time. God has never had the ball sack to say it since. The Alpha not only abandoned you, he is now abashed. That motherfucker better be embarrassed. Because he left. And then when we asked for a fucking miracle, he want to send some loud ass motherfucker talk about we don't need you in our lane. God don't need us in your lane. What are you talking about? We made God. And to this day, Christian, your name is proof that you believe it. Because you did, didn't you? You killed him on a cross. You wrote the whole story about it. You gave a reason to why he had to go. And then you gave a holiday or two to why he had to be given to you in the first place and then taken the fuck home to replace your God. I'm a heretic up in this bitch, but bitch doesn't understand how you can say you worship God. You killed your God. You just admitted that shit's in your Bible. It's in your book to this day. You're proud of it. You're proud of the name. It makes you better. There is no part of that book that you can bring to me that changes that fucking fact that you're proud of killing that man. That you're proud of killing the message from God that he does not require you in his lane. You're proud of the fact because you're a Christian to this day. It makes you better. You're proud of being better. It's important that we remember our fucking place in the hierarchy of man. Christians are at the top because they killed the only proof that said other fucking wise. That's why we're better. Just so you're clear, the Christian is better, listener. Undercover Christian truth listener. The Christians is better for one reason, one reason only. Because anybody who says fucking otherwise is a heretic, is a motherfucking blasphemer, like the first one. Like the first one we wrote about. The only fucking one we give credit for saying that shit. Because no one else is allowed to tell you, you don't judge me or anyone the fuck else for God. You don't fucking do it. To this day, Christian, when someone comes to you and says, hey, yeah, I don't require your judgment for God, because God's good with me and I don't require you in my lane at all. Neither does God. If we come to you and tell you, you're not required for God to judge me righteously, you're good. No, 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 it's good here. God and me, we got it. You are a heretic. You're a blasphemer. How dare you say God doesn't need Jesus? You need Jesus to go to fucking heaven. You need to believe that we're supposed to kill him. No, shut up. You need to believe it in order to go to heaven. Ain't that some shit? Some stuff, idiots. Here's why. Who said? A human fucking being wrote that shit the fuck down and said, this is what God requires of mankind. Don't ever believe I don't fucking need you. You kill that shit immediately. Squash that shit in the fucking ground. He fucking immediately, he wrote it down, Christian. It's the favorite part of the book. I swear God put it on everything. It's my favorite fucking part. Because you swear to this goddamn day you're better than me because you killed the guy who said you weren't. Not only were you not better than me, you don't get to say otherwise and God give a damn. Because he said it though. Him had to go. He had to die. So let's just review the oxymoron of the Christian faith. Because he said you were not required for God to judge righteously, that you just simply weren't required, you know, to approve what God makes, and he never has and ever will require these things of you, you were supposed to kill Jesus. And you've only had to kill that message one time because God learned his fucking lesson. You're named a Christian today because one fucking time in, I listened to God say that shit once. He ain't said it since. Here's why. Because we don't believe it. We don't believe we're not required, says the Christian. We don't believe that Jesus isn't fucking necessary. We don't believe it. So because we don't believe that God doesn't need us, that makes it fucking so. God fucking needs us. God loves us more. God puts us first. Because we believe it. Because we fucking believe it, it's fucking so. We can pray about it. We can talk about it all day till we're blue in the face, but it's not going to change a damn thing. The Christians will always be better because they believe it. Because they were told by God himself, according to your book, that I need you to be saved. I need you to believe in this righteous kill. This motherfucker had to die. He had to die. He said some shit you didn't like. So you had to kill him. Not only did you have to kill him, you sent him home to replace me. That's what God wants you to understand, Christian. That's what you believe. And that's what you worship. You worship a human being that you were able to kill on a cross, send the fuck home to heaven, and now he's your God. You don't worship the God who wrote the book. No, 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 no. Here's why. Because he was never real to you. He wasn't real until he came home here to heaven, said some shit you didn't like, and then you were able to kill him. That made him fucking God to you, Christian. That and that fucking alone made him God to you. To this day, you are better than yours truly because you killed your God. Who the fuck is going to say otherwise? Who the fuck is going to say we didn't? Okay, and what's your point? We killed him, and what's your fucking point? You don't say it like that, do you? You have never claimed that shit. No, you always blame someone the fuck else. Someone the fuck else. But remember who the fuck else someone is. It's a human motherfucking being. A human fucking being decided I don't give a fuck if you believe it now. You believe in the book, yes? Christian, you don't get to say, I don't believe what they believed back then. Oh, but you do. You're a Christian. If you did not believe what they fucking believed back then, you wouldn't call yourself that fucking name. You wouldn't say, I'm happy to be a Christian. I'm proud that we killed that fucker. No, you wouldn't do it. If you didn't believe what the fuck they believed back then, which was that he had no right saying what the fuck he said, that he was wrong, he did not speak for God and God alone. No, 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 no. If you didn't believe in it, you would not be a fucking Christian today. It's because you believe what the fuck they believed that you are, in fact, a Christian to this day. And you're better because you believe in a righteous kill. No, be very fucking clear why you're better, because that's what God sees. God sees that you think you're better because you did not believe I had a right to say you're not required. God doesn't have a right to tell you you're not necessary. I got this. This is my lane, only me. God didn't have a right to say that. He didn't have a right to pick virgins pregnant. He didn't have a right to do any of that shit without our fucking permission. We asked for a miracle. We didn't like the way it looked. We didn't like the way it sounded. So we killed that fucking miracle. We sent it home and we told God, the one we asked the miracle for, take that fucker home. He's what we worship now. Fuck you. That's your name. So you were abandoned by the Alpha. You ever wonder why? Were you ever going to ask yourself, why would he leave us? If he was an Alpha, if he was truly our Almighty, why would he leave? When did he do so? And how the fuck do you know he's not still here if you believe and worship him? And I told you today why you don't worship God. Because you're a Christian. You simply can't be both. You can't worship God and be a Christian. Because Christian means you believe in a righteous kill. There's no other fucking way to put it. In my mind, you were righteous in killing that guy. He said too much. You didn't like it. And no matter if you believe in the kill today, you're proud of the name. You wear the gift of salvation like a fucking banner of glory. You're proud of it. You're proud of his fucking death. I don't give a damn how you look at it. His sacrifice, his giving to mankind, his, I don't give a fuck. I said what I said. I don't give a fuck, neither does God. Here's why. Because you killed a human being for saying what the fuck God wanted him to say. And here's why you hate me. Because I pointed the fuck out. Just because you hate me for what I say, don't make it false. You are what you are. You're a Christian today because that motherfucker had to go. You're a Christian today because that fucker had to go. He had no business saying what the fuck he had to say. And God better fucking learn his lesson with the one goddamn guy that we replaced him with. Or we'll just keep a-doing it. Now, we're not going to give anyone else credit for saying that message to us. Because as you know, many times throughout history, it's documented up in this bitch. Because somebody thought that shit was amusing. Let me share it with you before I let you go. I'm going to tell a secret. There has been other messengers. There have been other so-called messiahs, other people telling you, one, God doesn't fucking need you in his lane. Two, he never has. And three, you will answer for saying fucking otherwise. You know, people like me. There's been others. There's been others who told you that in mass, told you multiple fucking times. You're simply not required. God doesn't fucking care about your opinion. Yeah, you can give it all day. You can preach it. You can say all day long that you get to say their final departure goes down instead of up. You can say it till you're blue in the fucking face. These messengers come to you regularly and tell you you can do it all day. It don't change nothing. That's why you hate a bitch. That's why a heifer is wrong. That's why she's false. That's why she's a blasphemer. I'm a blasphemer for saying you cannot change the way of God. You can't change the will of God. And because you say you know the will of God, don't make it fucking so. Because you pray to direct the will of God, don't make it so. And for one last thing, because you believe in a righteous kill of one human being who said you don't judge, run, or control God, or is heaven, for his sake, reevaluate your fucking name. If you truly believe in God, is it Jesus, the one you were able to kill and send home to heaven, or the God who wrote the whole book, who supposedly walked away and wrote you his memoirs about what he was doing while he was gone? Either way, you have to answer to that deity for telling them you weren't shit. In my book, you kept leaving. In my belief system, you weren't the biggest. And everybody wants to know, how exactly do you know what happens in heaven? I don't. I'm not a Christian. Shh, but I'm not. I don't claim to know where the fuck you're going. Because I don't claim to be a God. And that's what you're doing every time you call yourself a Christian. You're calling yourself a God. Now, there are some belief systems. There's some spiritual people out there who believe we are all partly God. We have a piece of God in us, and that's fine. But the part of God I speak about is the one who decides where souls fucking go. And that motherfucker, that shit doesn't exist inside of a human body. And here's what I believe. It never has. God, the supreme power I worship in heaven, simply does not require our approval, permission, or assent. You know, we have no place at all. That doesn't change because you're a Christian. It doesn't change because you stop being a Christian. You simply have no say in what the heavens witness. You don't get to say they didn't see that because I didn't pray about it. Fuck you. They don't get to stop seeing shit because you don't believe they're real. Because you don't believe they can make miracles happen without your fucking request. It blows my mind of how small we have managed to case box book God into this compilation of short fucking stories, if you will. Two testaments. That's how big your God is. No, he's no longer any bigger than the book. He has never been bigger and never will be bigger than what you can read out in that book. And if you believe in bigger, you're a heretic. If you believe God is more powerful than what we can read about in a book, you're a blasphemer. And the Christian is the only one who will tell you so. And the Christian is the only one who will know. Right? It takes one to know one. Amen. You're a Christian today because you killed the first blasphemer who said you did not judge for God. He said you were not required in God's lane, never have been, never will be. And nothing you could do, he said, would change that shit. You wrote it the fuck down. You blame God for the inspiration. God told us to write this bitch. No, he fucking told you to write it. That he needed man. So I'm going to send you this miracle and he's going to grow up and say some shit you don't like for the reason of killing him. No, you got to kill him. That's why I'm going to send him. I'm going to send him to you. Him going to say some stuff. I want him to say it now, but you're going to kill him. It's going to happen. This is facts. God sent you what you asked for, allowed you to kill it and replace him in heaven with it. That's what Christian means. That's what it means. It's what your fucking name means. That you believe in a righteous kill of one man who said too fucking much. You believe that you are righteous and better than the rest of mankind simply because that man had to die. I don't care if you believe he had to die today. If you're a Christian, if you claim that shit, you name that shit to yourself and you love that fact about yourself, you're just as disgusting. You're just as disgusting as those who believed it in the book. Because you believe it. You believe God requires your fucking judgment. And actually cares about it too. No, it matters to God what you fucking think. It matters to God who the fuck you think belongs in heaven. It fucking matters to God. And anybody who tells you fucking otherwise, well, they're just a blaspheming heretic like a bitch like me. So this was abandoned by the Alpha. And next we'll do the B. Let's see what it's going to be. The blasphemer. From start to finish. We will get this Bible through, I promise you. The ABCs of the Bible. That's what this series is called because I need you to remember. You claim God told you to write this shit down. So we're going by God's motherfucking word. Yes, we will. We're going to do it. We're going to do it for you, listener. Because you believe in God, so you say. Christian, you worship God, so you say. But remember what your God is. Remember what your God looks like. Remember why your God is where the fuck he is. Remember these things when you decide to just tell people that you better get right like me or you're not going to see heaven. How do we get right like you when the only reason why we even know what heaven looks like or supposed to know what heaven looks like is because you killed a guy who told you you didn't have a right to it? How's that like you? How we want to be like you? No, but how come? Why would we want to be like you? You killed the proof. To the contrary, that said you were not powerful, more powerful than the God you claim to serve today. You have a book in existence, a compilation, amen, of short stories, if you will, that says the Alpha abandoned mankind over and over and over again. And then the Christian claims to be better than the rest of mankind simply because we killed one human being. Who said we didn't run God. And to this day, it's what we believe. We believe he had to die. We believe that because he died, we are saved. We cannot have that shit taken from us. No, you can't take salvation from a Christian. And that's what blows my mind. I'm a blasphemer, but how dare you say that? I can't take salvation from you? God wants to hear you one more time. I can't take from you that which you've killed to prove I didn't give it to you. You killed to prove I didn't have a right to say what the fuck I said through his lips. You killed to prove God wrong. Christian, that's what you worship? That which you killed to prove God wrong. You're proud of that name. Remember what that name has done throughout history. We kill the proof that says we are not better than everybody else. Because we showed God first, okay? We don't got a Jesus no fucking more. We're Christians up in this bitch because God had to get uppity. So we had to put him fucking down. We had to put him the fuck back in his place. And now our God is controlled. His name is Jesus Christ. And if you don't worship him as God, you ain't going the fuck to heaven. Did I miss anything, Christian? Because what you just said was, I didn't believe in God from jump. But when he gave us a miracle that said some stuff I didn't like, to this day, I believe he had to die. If I don't believe he had to die, then why do I call myself a Christian? He did die. He was killed for what he said. And I'm proud of the name. So how are you not happy that he's dead? How are you not happy that he did what he did? He's so fucking awesome. He's a sacrifice for you. Your name for the sacrifice that God should never, ever say that shit again. That he don't run. Mm-mm. No, he ain't run by mankind. Never again. He'll never say it again. And anytime he does, what do you tell us? Prove it. Prove that God said we don't run God. Prove that we don't need Jesus. Prove it. There is no proving it to you. And you know why? Because you believe that you are righteous in that name. There's nothing that can convince you otherwise. You are supposed to fucking kill him. So I don't care why you believe you're a Christian. I want you to understand what I see when I hear you say that name. You're a Christian. You're proud of it. Here's what I heard you say. I killed God. That's why I'm better than you. And there's nobody anymore here, right, who can tell you otherwise. Because I killed it. I fucking killed him. My name is proof that we were supposed to kill him. My name is proof that I'm better than you. I'm in the Bible, goddamn you. Everyone else doesn't have a name. Christians got a name. Christians did something. Did something about this uppity God. Yeah, the fuck they did. Christians put God back in his place. The Alpha, well, that's why he abandoned us. Because he didn't really have a place. He wasn't really required anymore. Once we became Christians. That's your Christian truth for the day, listener. Undercover Christian. My name is Prophetess LGBTQ, and I just had to get that out of my system. How we were abandoned by the Alpha. But to this day, swerving down, we worship that God. No, we worship him to this day. Bitch is confused. Which one is it? You killed him, okay? So obviously didn't worship him enough to respect his life. But he gave you a miracle. And you were supposed to. You're supposed to kill this guy. You're supposed to. So that all of mankind could be saved. And because we don't all believe in that fucking righteous kill, we're not all Christians. So we're not all going to heaven, according to you. And here, at the Christian Truth Platform, I correct those falsehoods. You don't get to say who God lets into heaven. Only God does. It's funny that way. You know, him being God and whatnot. He didn't change into a human being that you replaced him with. That didn't happen. That's because you believe it. Don't make it so. It's important you remember that. In every episode that I have ever given the public, I need you to remember that is important. The most important thing of all. Because you believe it, don't make it so. And a lot of people used to tell me, because you believe you're a prophetess, don't make it so. That is correct. At least you're paying the fuck attention. Mankind can say anything it wants. Who's here to contest it? The only person that was ever sent to Earth to contest what Christians believe to this day. Well, him, God, now. And we put him there. The Christians are very proud of this fact. We put God in his place. That's after he left us. to our own vices. Left us, plagued us, punished us, did all sorts of bad things. And we love him. We worship this fucker like you wouldn't believe, to the point where we killed the proof that he doesn't need us. To this day, we don't believe that. God needs us. God needs us to be saved too. He requires it. God cannot let us the fuck into heaven. The Christian says so. Didn't you know? Unless we're saved. We don't go to fucking heaven because God fucking can't do it. He just can't. The Christian says so. No. It just fucking can't. I don't tell you. Christian just doesn't know what to tell you. You just can't go. You just can't. You don't go to the fucking Christian's heaven. Okay? You just won't fucking go because you don't believe in a righteous kill of one human being who said you didn't judge for God. You didn't run God. And you damn sure weren't required for God to move. Not your money, not your prayer, not your nothing. Because you're not required, because in my belief system, you simply are irrelevant to God, I'm a heretic. So this blaspheming prophetess will be a heretic all day, till the day I die, if you will. And let me tell you why. Because I give God his glory. I don't try to take that shit for myself. I never again will call myself a Christian because I am not happy about killing a man who said we weren't required. I ain't proud of that shit. Ain't no part of me happy that that man died because he said too fucking much. I believe in a God who didn't answer a request, never has, never will. I believe in a God who never left, never can, and never will. It's just what I believe. If it makes me a blasphemer, it makes me a heretic, then that's what I want to be for the rest of my days. Because that's what makes me better than you, Christian. Because you killed the proof to the contrary. I expect it. I expect that from a Christian, but I respect God more. I respect God more than calling myself that ever again. This has been the Christian Truth Platform, and you just heard Abandoned by the Alpha.
Hi there, you stumbled across The Christian Truth, a podcast where I, Prophetess LGBTQ, comes, well, more often than not, I come to yell at you. If you came here to hear about nothing but Bible scriptures or religion, you've inadvertently ended up in the wrong podcast. Because I switch it up a bit, and I curse pretty often, to be honest. This will be a ride you'll never forget. I hold no punches, and I strive to remain unapologetic. And remember, I was once where you are, Christian. I'm human, and I'll never claim to be perfect, but just like you, listener, we are capable of positive growth. Each episode is from the heart, and I can't wait to hear what you guys think. Leave your comments below any episode and let me know what you thought. Remember, you were warned. This is me as he made me, and he's not done with me yet. Ta for now.